I did. Y si se escucha, pero por eso, like, we just kind of have to be loud. Oh, y esa es otra cosa. So okay. Just speak up loud because, okay. Yeah, so.
All the microphones.
No, those things suck ass. We use the microphones because this episode is going to come out not tomorrow, but the following week.
Okay.
So this Friday, we recorded the episode for tomorrow.
Okay.
And we used the little microphones that I bought on the TikTok shop. Oh. Pero el pedo es de que they sound so muffled when you speak
good.
Louder. Like when
heater.
You speak loud, it just sounds.
Oh,
like,
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Just let us know. Tell us it sounds
okay,
good.
Okay,
I'll be good. All right. So, anyways, are you ready?
Yes.
But you have to speak loud, okay? All right. Uno, dos, y. Hey, bienvenidos a
Where are the cameras?
Y el día de hoy estamos muy pinches emocionados. We have to say though, we are recording on Sunday, February 4th. And so right now, si escuchan un zumbidito in the background, our house is falling apart. no es cierto, knock on wood, pero está lloviendo, it's windy, and the top of the houses have this round thing that...
What is that thing called?
It's a vent. And, ¿cómo se llama? Como está lloviendo y está haciendo aire, pues esa madre está dando a todo lo que da, and I'm assuming that because it has rained for the last couple of days here in Southern California, que pues it got rusty, and that shit decided to act up. On a very special recording night. Pero pues bueno, what are you up to today? Or what have you been up to, Woody?
Oh, not that we didn't hang out the whole fucking day.
And the whole weekend.
And the whole weekend. We had a brotherly bond. We hung out literally all weekend. But right now I am super excited.
Uh-huh.
Está haciendo frío. It's nice weather. But yeah, I don't know. Everybody stay safe. It's freaking raining outside. Va a venir una tormenta bien fea.
No. Oye, una tormenta... ¿Cómo va ese TikTok? ¿Tormenta tropical? No, tormenta de tecno. ¡Tormenta eléctrica!
Oh,
yeah. Insert tormenta eléctrica.
Prepárense que porque va a haber tormenta electrónica.
Pero, do you want to share a little bit about our brotherly loved senior citizen
oh my God.
Concert talent show we went to last night?
So we did. Luis invited me to 90s pop tour.
Sí, el 90s pop tour. Uh-huh.
Y bueno, yo fui porque I mean, thanks to Luis for working at the grocery store, at the radio station. I know a lot about like 90s. Pop music, porque pues Luis me enseñó. But I was really excited to see Moenia, Faye, and I think that was it, no, that I knew?
That
I
you knew? Like, yeah, I think that you were excited about.
So
yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. He invited me, and I was like, okay, I can. I had already had plans. I had Galentine's that I had to miss, but anything for Luis.
Of course.
And so we go, and literally the whole thing, I feel so outdated. Like, I literally felt young. Like, I felt so fucking young. Everybody there was, not to be me, but everybody
hey,
was...
watch your words. Watch your words.
Was so, like, I don't know. Like, I just...
No, pero sí. En serio, it was pretty... Well, first of all, I had not been to a concert in, like, I want to say 4 or 5 years, maybe even more. Probably before the pandemic. I don't think I've gone to a concert post-pandemic. And parking? Holy shit.
That shit was $80.
$80 for parking. I was like, yo literal le dije a mi mamá, mamacita, ¿me prestas $50? Because I'm thinking in my head, it's going to be $40. And then I get there, and they're like $80.
And we didn't even park at the venue. We parked at the other fucking stadium across the street.
Yeah, so we had to walk y la chingada. So $80, I was like, holy shit, who does this, right? And then we finally got in, and we're seeing people, obviously my age, porque pues pinches chavorrucos, and con sus hijos.
Oh, I know. We saw kids there, and I was like, this was an all age? And then Luis was like, it's because everybody has kids now. And I was like, oh my God, that's so wild. That's
yes, crazy. It was very wild. So if you haven't heard about the 90s pop tour, it's basically, that's what it is.
It's it was a 90- the senior center.
Pero, ¿sabes qué era lo más cagado? Es de que I've already been to this concert 3 times. The first one was in LA with Fernando. And then the second time was in la Ciudad de México. And then this third time here in LA. And I didn't have to go. I didn't, like, it wasn't something that I was like, oh my God, I'm dying to go because I've already seen it twice. But Laura León was going to be performing. She was like a special guest. This was like the All-Stars.
Not the All-Stars.
It was the All-Stars. Fuck you.
It was 90s the talent pop show. Tour.
And so my friend Donna, my business partner, the Globito, she works at K-Love, and they were giving away tickets. And I was like, Donna, porfa, please, 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 consígueme boletos, because I feel like if I don't see Laura León, like, she's not going to do a tour. She's not going to do a concert on her own. Like, I'm never gonna see her, and it's been a dream of mine. Like, you know how they ask those questions that like Oprah Winfrey asks sometimes. Like, if you had a dinner, who would you invite, dead or alive? Laura León, hands down, Laura León, and she's the only one I want at my table. Like, no one else. And I literally, at one point when Laura León came out, like my heart was beating so fast.
You cried.
I really did feel like I was gonna cry. I didn't cry, not because I stopped myself. It just didn't happen, but I was prepared. I was ready to fucking cry, and it was just awesome. Especially because the first song that she opened with was "Dos Mujeres Un Camino," and I remember watching that telenovela. And listen, I had a giant, enormous crush on fucking Johnny and on the other guy, and that was like me being fucking, you know, you. Gay. And but not being out of the closet, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot her name in the
and you were the Dos Mujeres.
Yes, yes.
Un camino, dos mujeres compartiendo el mismo hombre, el mismo amor. Dos mujeres, un camino. Ese ha sido mi destino por vivir una ilusión.
So, you know, I had to like sit in front of the TV and watch the telenovela without being excited or being like, yes, or anything. So I was contenido. And so when that song came on and she started to sing, I like literally sang my heart out. And it was just so beautiful. And I felt like my inner child healed. And then, of course, it followed by Suave Suavecito. And you know that's my fucking jam. And that's it. She just sang 2 songs. And when
and
she was done,
she ran out of breath.
We ran. we ran out. But anyways, it was fun. I loved seeing Faye. Faye, I swear, sold her, like, soul to the devil, because she looks exactly the same.
She
looks amazing. Yeah. Everybody else looks great. At one point, I told Judit, look, you can tell who are the gay guys from the heterosexual guys in the groups, in like the menudo, the, you know, because they all came out at the same time. Because the gay guys were like fit, happening, popping. And then the heterosexual guys were like chubby with a belly. And I know that's a horrible stereotype, because I'm fucking gay and I'm chubby. Pero, like, you could totally tell. And so, anyways.
So that was that. We went to the senior center over the weekend to do some charity work. but it was fun. It was cool. And then guess who is back in town? Not my favorite person.
Not your favorite person, but.
No, I did miss him. Fernando's back.
I know.
He's back home.
I know. We went to go pick him up after the concert because his flight arrived at 12. But enough about us, Judith. Jeez, you're so fucking rude.
You.
Talking a fucking storm like there's nobody sitting in front of us. Like, we're over here alone. Be mindful because no te vayas a empezar a cortar las pinches uñas de las patas.
Shut the fuck up.
Or, like, scratching your ass. Because we actually have guests today. So you better just...
Well, our guest is going to see the real us.
Yes.
How this really does go down.
Exactly. So anyways, for those of you that heard our last episode, you found out that we were going to have a special guest. And she said yes. She said yes to the podcast. And so she is actually here with us. Her name is... Brianna! Hey, ¿cómo estás?
Bien nerviosa, honestly, no lie. I think I zoned out while you guys were talking for 10 minutes. Because I was like, okay, so then how am I going to do this? How am I going to introduce myself? Like, ¿qué digo? And stuff. So, yeah, I've been nervous since you guys asked me. Because when you I think I posted a picture of me listening to the podcast on my Instagram.
Oh, girl, we're going to get into that one.
And then, like, my mom texted me right after I posted that. It's really funny. But, you were like, oh, then, like, or so. I think you texted me, like, so. And I was like, so what? Hasta que me ibas a regañar because I was, like, filming and driving. And then I was like, so what? What are you talking about? And then he was like, oh, you haven't finished the podcast? I'm like, no. Because sometimes you guys don't do every week. Uh-huh. So hay veces que, like, no lo termino and I'll just start it all over again when uh-huh. I start driving again. Para que me dure. And stuff. And then, and I was like, wait, what is he talking about? And so I had to go and, like, skip through it. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Well, let me tell you, you did post about that, and Judith and I were like texting each other. We were on edge. We're like, lo voy a escuchar. And then pasaron minutos, mm-hmm. and then I went back and stalked your picture that you posted, and uh-huh. I was like, wait, she posted it at this time, and it looks like she's halfway through. So,
she should be done by lunchtime.
Yeah, so she should be done by this time, and then. Cricket? No fucking nothing. Oh my God. And then Judith and I were texting back and forth and we're like, do you think Brianna just fucking posting and then she doesn't listen to the fucking episode?
She doesn't like us.
Like, she's just hyping us and like she doesn't listen to the whole thing. And then that's when
she did say, she was like, I zoned out the first 10 minutes that you guys were talking.
So, oh, that's right.
Brianna.
Damn, girl. It's not like that.
The nerves got the best of you. It just came fucking. Oh, si bien dicen que los niños y el borracho y la persona nerviosa dicen toda la verdad. So that's when I sent you a text message, yes. Porque yo soy bien pinche desesperado. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me send her a text message. Mm-hmm. So? And then that's when you were like, so what?
So I was like, what are you talking about?
But then your comeback was great because mm-hmm. you basically just said what you just you told me what you just said,
yeah.
Which is when you don't finish listening to it, you go back and you restart it.
Yes.
So this is why I think it's really interesting, and I'm really excited about this interview and episode because we met. When ¿cómo se llama? When I had the dinner for the Diagüe dinner party.
Please tell him you wanted to come see me and not him.
Oh my God.
I did. Okay, I wanted to see both of you guys. But I did text her. I was like, well, is she going to be there? Or is this like DIY only exclusive, uh-huh. you know? And stuff. And she was like, oh, I might be there. And I was like, okay, well, hopefully, you know, I'll see you there. And stuff, so.
He didn't even invite me.
He banned you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, you better not fucking come outside.
You better not show your face. So... We were chatting, which I absolutely loved. I absolutely loved meeting every single person that came to that dinner, and I'm so grateful. And we started chatting. We started to get to know each other a little bit more. And, ¿cómo se llama? Y la verdad que me encantó muchísimo conocerlos. And one of the things that you said was that you've been following since the Marindo podcast. And that... literally like shook me to the core because not a lot of people know about the Marindo podcast. Mm-hmm. I was only there for about a year, but that was like the beginning of like me in this like podcasting world. Y de Tamarindo podcast salió Nos Vemos en el Swap Meet. And I did that for about a year and a half. And I stopped that because it just got really, it was too much to hear people's stories. For those of you that don't know about Nos Vemos en el Swap Meet, you could actually go back and listen to all the episodes, and they were amazing because that turned out to be people sharing their stories of how and why they came to the U.S. And many times I took a lot of those stories home, and it got to a point where it was like, wait, ya no puedo. Like, these stories are just too much. They're important stories. Son historias muy importantes that should not go unheard, pero it was just too much for me. So then I tried different things, and then finally I was like telling my sister, hey, we should do a podcast. Like, we're always laughing, we're always fighting, we're always like everything. Let's see how that turns out. And so far it's been amazing. And
I mean, I have no choice. I am just ready for this to hit off. Para que le diga Luis, ¿sabes qué? I think I'm going to do this by myself now.
Oh, no. You ass.
So,
I want Brianna, not you.
So then when we were talking, Judith and I, we're like, because we would love to invite different people, like her friends, my friends, Yassi. And I the reason why we wanted to bring you on board is because I feel like you've kind of followed like the Tamarindo podcast, and you've seen all the other things. And I was like, oh my God, wouldn't that be such an interesting point of view? Somebody who has seen and heard the not the growth, but the trajectory, if you will. And I know that that day I shared a lot of different things with everybody that was here. And so I was telling Judith, oh my God, I think we should invite her. And plus, she seems like she's really cool peeps. I love her messages. I love everything. So
I know, I was like, oh my God, she's so supportive. Like, no, I feel like que no nos, bueno, a él a lo mejor lo conoces más, like, mm-hmm. through everything that he posts, because he literally has like no filter. But like, I feel like you're just so supportive, and I think that's awesome to have, because we don't have family. So when it's someone who's really like there for us and doesn't really know us but acknowledges us, it's like, oh, that's so sweet. Like,
it is, yeah. It's really cool. So muchas gracias, thank you so much for that. We really appreciate of course. It y pues genuinamente nos caíste super bien, así que without further ado, this is Brianna, and tell us a little bit about you, Brianna.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do it like I did in high school, I guess.
Okay,
my name is Brianna. I am 31 years old. I'm a Pisces. I am happily married most of the time. my favorite color is white. And yeah, I've been
really white?
Yeah, white.
I don't think I've ever met somebody whose favorite color is white.
I think because it goes with like everything, so that's why. So
that
I
is,
like
I've never met anybody whose favorite color is white.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least you said that, because everybody's like, white is not even a color. So it's like,
No, I mean, I think white is a color for sure. It's just, but you're right.
All shades of white or just white?
Well, just like white. Like, I guess all shades.
Yeah, like.
Are there shades to white?
Like pearl white.
Oh, no, see, everything.
Like, I got the chief interior designer over here.
I was like, wait, what?
Off white,
fucking dirty teeth white,
pepulido
white, eggshell white, fucking oh my God, not the different kinds of whites, gringo white, Russian white.
También.
perdón, procede.
But yeah, I've been a fan of yours since Tamarindo, which was like 2016.
I thought you were gonna say 20 years ago, girl.
No, not 2016, I think it was.
Yes.
I was going through we had moved to Texas because my husband was in the military.
Okay.
So we had moved to Texas, and I was going through like a quarter life crisis.
Okay.
Trying to like figure out, I guess, where I belonged culturally wise.
Okay. Because
I came to the U.S. when I was 7 from Mexico.
What part of Mexico?
From Jalisco.
Okay.
And then, like growing up, like my mom always worked 2 jobs and stuff, so TV raised me, pretty much, you know, like Smallville, The O.C., like everything
like that.
And then other channels like Channel 18, which had like Asian novelas. I had no idea what they were saying, but it looked good, so I would watch it. Just like, I didn't know English, right?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know Chinese or whatever language it was. I was just watching it because it looked fun.
Okay.
So growing up, like I didn't really grow up with like the Mexican culture, Mexican traditions and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So I was really struggling, like seeing my friends like post, like when they were graduating, con su sarape and all of that stuff, like, and
uh-huh.
So, like everything, like very proud. And I'm like, damn, I'm not like that.
Okay.
Right. And then San Antonio is very like culturally rich.
It is,
stuff.
Right?
And
I
was
love
like
San Antonio.
It was a culture shock because I did not expect that at all. And I was like, why? Like, I don't feel like pretty much como se dice, ni de aquí ni de allá.
Claro.
And stuff. And so I started listening to like podcasts and following like certain people. Like I would listen to Tamarindo, Latinos Lunch. Like,
I love all, that.
All of that and stuff. Wow. And I was like, okay, let me try to figure it out. And it was just me trying to figure myself out.
Okay.
And in that trajectory, I found Brenda, I found you, uh-huh. And stuff. And it was just my favorite podcast, Tamarindo, was because during that 2016, like it was like the whole like Trump political era and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need a place where it's just like chill vibes, pretty claro. much. Like no stress, no nothing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And to where you guys would talk about like basic stuff about like our cultures and stuff, like things that, anecdotes that we grew up with and stuff. And yeah, that's why since then I've been following you. Then you left.
Uh-huh.
And then Tamarindo got a little more serious. And I was like, okay, pues ya no. And then I moved on. Sorry, no shade, no shade. No shade, no
shade. I was waiting for that.
No. It's actually one of my questions. So
I'm just okay.
But yeah, so... And then, yeah, and then I followed you. You put Nos Vamos en el Swap Me, uh-huh. which I think you started, no, a little bit before you left Tamarindo.
Yes, it was a segment within mm-hmm. Tamarindo podcast, yeah. Yes.
And stuff. And then after that, like, te perdí, like, for a year or so. And then all of a sudden, otra vez, sentía, I'm like, wait, I know him. Because you looked so familiar, but then your voice is what got me. I was like, wait, I know him.
Shut the fuck up.
And then I saw you and I saw that I was following your account. I was like, wait, I do know him. He's the guy from Tamarindo. And I was like, no freaking way. This is so cool. Because like, I followed your Instagram when you were doing Tamarindo, but you uh-huh. wouldn't post as much. And so I would see like a picture of you here and there.
Uh-huh.
But, and then that's when I found you again at TikTok and stuff. And now on Instagram. And now I found Hudid, even though she doesn't say her Instagram, right?
And she doesn't know it. Hudid doesn't know her Instagram. It's so unfortunate.
Shut the fuck up.
I know. Like, I don't even know how she functions. Like, I don't even know she knows her last name either.
But uh-huh. yeah, that's how I found out of you.
Dang, yes. That is so awesome. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Honestly, muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much for all of that. And I'm still in shock that your favorite color is white, which is crazy to me because, you know, I love color.
Yes.
So, but I think, you know, when you said that, lo primero que pensé fueron casas en Yucatán y casas en Oaxaca, porque usan mucho el beige y usan muchísimos colores blancos. And so I'm like, oh my God, she would love this.
Yes, and stuff. And yeah, I've been following you since then. And I found your sister, like I said, and then you started doing the DIYs. And that's right when I found you again on TikTok is when me and my husband bought our house.
Oh, okay.
And stuff. So a lot of the things that you posted, like I got a lot of inspo from my backyard from your videos, color schemes and stuff. Because I was very lost in the sauce, like you say.
Ah!
And I was following the beige, like, trend uh-huh. of, like, influencers nowadays.
Sí,
and I was
claro.
Like, that's so boring. And then now I'm adding a little bit more color because of you and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you could totally add, like, have your base color be white and then just add little touches of color.
Yes.
Because, again, listen, yo siempre lo digo en DIY, siempre digo, like, I hate the people that are like, este color no va con esto. When you do the tablescape, your fork needs to be up your ass if you want the fork up your ass, to be quite honest. Like, lo que te guste, lo que te acomode, whatever makes you happy, like, that's what you should put. Mm-hmm. And that's what you should use as design. So, if your thing is white, like, wait, pinta toda tu pinche backyard white. Paredes, todo.
My whole room is white.
Yeah, and ponle little pops of color. If your favorite color is white, then that's fine. I think it's the aesthetic. It's the aesthetic that you make for yourself.
Yes.
Right? So I'm glad that you got inspiration from the videos.
I did because I was starting to go beige and those muted colors because I guess it was the trauma of growing up with my mom because she works at Ross, which God help us, right? Because everything she sees at Ross that she likes, she buys.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how in her head it works, but it works, you know? So it's like we have red carpet. We have yellow walls as well. And then we have...
Not her fucking dissing our wall.
No. But this makes sense, right? There's a flow. Like, things just don't match. So I think because of that, growing up, like, overwhelmed like that, that's why I turned into just, like, basic, minimalistic,
sense.
Beige.
So, mm-hmm. so white really is a color de trauma.
Yeah, pretty for much. You. That's what my husband says. He's like, maybe that's why, because every time you go to your mom's house, you stress out. Because of the clutter and stuff. Uh-huh. And it's not like dirty clutter. It's like she just has a lot of stuff.
No, she just, claro. Exactly. O sea, lo entiendo completamente.
Yeah, and then, again, I don't know how it is, right? But through your videos, I've kind of learned how to appreciate her decor and the things like that she finds important, the things that she likes. And I'm like, oh, you know, because when I came and saw your house, I'm like, wow, like I've never seen yellow cabinets,
uh-huh.
like with like the colored walls. I'm like, but it works. And I was like, oh, maybe I just should be more understanding of my mom's likes and then just appreciate and ask her like, why do you like these colors and stuff? And I did. I asked her, I'm like, why are you okay with red carpet out of all colors? You uh-huh. know? Yeah. And then like the yellow walls with the red carpet, it kind of like doesn't match. And then she's like, oh, because your grandma, like, you know, in her kitchen, she used to have this like yellow color and stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't remember. Because we came when I was like really little and stuff. And then I was like, oh, okay. So now it makes sense. You yeah. know? And so, yeah, I made the connection and now I'm learning how to appreciate color and put it more in my life, but without overdoing it because it does bring anxiety.
Now I'm curious. Why yeah. do you like a bunch of yeah. bright-ass
colors? Y es que la verdad es que todos tenemos traumas. I don't know. Yeah. Are you a believer of therapy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So have you ever explored that?
Yes. Okay. I've taken therapy because of my anxiety uh-huh. and stuff. So I've had bad experiences with therapy and then good experiences with therapy.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, my therapist says that a lot of my trauma and anxiety comes from my family, which I knew, but I just didn't want to accept.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're just like still getting into exploring that aspect of it.
Y es que sí es muy importante la terapia. For those of you that are listening and may think like, I know, mam, es terapia. I used to think that. I used to think that a lot. But then as soon as I got into therapy and I started realizing why I am the way I am and realizing that it all comes from your childhood, your upbringings, y todo esto, like, it's beautiful to explore that and to see where it comes from and why, yeah. right? So as you were talking about how your mom mixes and matches y la chingada, mm-hmm. I think something must have happened when you were younger
mm-hmm.
that you probably felt embarrassed about it. And because of that, you're like, no, I don't want to have a home that mixes, like that mismatches everything.
Mm-hmm.
And para ti, a lo mejor, lo más simple to not have that
yes.
is just white.
Mm-hmm.
Everything white, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important for you to explore that. Explore it whenever you can with your therapist, because yes. once you explore and realize that, it's like a, and this might not be the best way to describe this, mm-hmm. but it's like unlocking another level in your Playboy. Game Boy.
He's unlocking some stuff.
It's like unlocking another item. Whoosh! Que calor! It's like unlocking another level and you realize all this shit. Yeah. So I'm excited for you for that journey. I think it's a great journey. And honestly, the half of the battle with therapy is being okay with going. Because many times you're like, no quiero ir. Yeah. I don't need it. I don't like, para qué? And many people think, ay, de niño, of course no me traumé de niño. ¿Cómo mm-hmm. me va a traumar de niño? Like, you're a kid.
Yeah.
Pero fíjate que mi terapeuta me comentó a mí una vez de que ella no se siente merecedora because when she was a little kid, her dad would never allow her to order a plate of food. He would always buy something to share with the other siblings. And as they grew older, she remembers that the first time that she actually ordered a plate for herself was when she was in la prepa and she went out on a field trip with todo el equipo, todos los estudiantes.
Mm-hmm.
And that as an adult, she realized that no se sentía merecedora because her dad wouldn't allow her to get a plate for herself. Oh. And I was like, my God, that is so fucking traumatizante, you know? And I'm sure the dad didn't do it con el afán de hacerla sentirla menos, mm-hmm. but that's how she felt in the moment, right? El papá probably did it because sabía que las demás hermanitas no se iban a terminar un plato entero y pues, para qué desperdiciar. And that, in the parents' minds, like to me, that also makes sense. But creo que el problema es de que si vas a hacer eso, explícale a tu hija, hijo, por qué lo estás haciendo. Right? Para que they don't come up with a reason in their own head. Y eso es lo que los pinches trauma. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
So, anyways, that is wild. Thank you for sharing that, because I know that that's super personal.
I'm an open book, and that's mm-hmm. something that my mom has a problem with. She's like, tú le dices todo a todas las personas, tú tienes que tenerle confianza a todas las personas que conoces. And I'm a very bad judge of character.
Okay.
So, a todas las personas que conozco, siempre, like, I give them the benefit of the doubt, right? Because hasta que no me hagas algo, then why am I going to, like, close myself to knowing you or whatnot and stuff. So, yeah, like, whatever questions you want to ask and stuff, I'm all for sharing, so.
¿Sabes qué? I don't think that that's, I do that too. Mm-hmm. I always, siempre le brindo la confianza a todo mundo. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that that's being a bad judge of character. Mm-hmm. Because being a bad judge of character is mm-hmm. cuando desde la nada te hacen algo and you mm-hmm. still continue to give them la confianza.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. That to me is what being a bad mm-hmm. judge of character. Porque si desde un principio te están enseñando cómo son
mm-hmm.
and you don't see that, mm-hmm. that's being a bad judge of character to me.
Yeah.
Pero si yo conozco a alguien, por ejemplo mm-hmm. a ti, y te brindo la confianza, mm-hmm. and I'm like, wait, mira, aquí está mi casa, pásale, mm-hmm. ¿sí sabes?
Yeah.
Y luego me haces algo, that's not being a bad judge of character, because yo no te conozco,
mm-hmm.
¿sí sabes? Yeah. Pero si en ese momento que me haces algo, no te corto tu pedo, meaning mm-hmm. like, that's it, I don't want to talk to you again, then that's again being a bad judge of character.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will disagree and say, no, the trust and the confianza and everything is earned.
Yeah.
Pero to me, it works the other way. Yeah. I will be, o sea, si te puedo ayudar, chingón. I will open the doors to the house to you. Y ya, si me haces algo, that's when I cut all ties.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't consider that being a bad judge of character. I just consider that, güey, eres humana.
Yeah.
And, ¿cómo se llama? Eres el tipo de ser humano que aún no está so jaded that they don't believe in anyone.
Yeah.
You know? So... Yeah, I will have to disagree with your mom because that's not being a bad judge of character.
But that's also being a mom, because all moms are like, no le hagas esto, or no, like, you know, they just, they always say things that are like, what? You know?
Pues sí. Pero bueno, oye, thank you so much for sharing that. Can we touch a little bit on the anxiety? Because I think that's really important, and I feel like la gente se lo queda. Mm-hmm. Right? They don't talk about what that feels like.
Yeah.
What does that feel like to you? When did you realize, like, voy a sentir that, and this is what I have?
So, when I myself realized it was in 2021 when I was diagnosed with it. So, one day I was just literally watching TV in the middle of the night, and then I started feeling dizzy, and I was like, oh, maybe I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. And so I went, I laid down, and then the room started spinning.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I, like, sat up. My heart just started, like, going super fast. I couldn't control it. I, like, felt that I couldn't breathe. I was, like dry heaving, like, trying to throw up and stuff. And my husband and my mom took me to the emergency room. And that happened 2 nights in a row. And they told me it's anxiety. Because I was in the emergency room, and I was like, I can't breathe. And then the nurse, she was like, look at your oxygen level. It's fine. You're fine. And, like, I just couldn't. So, me dieron un calmante. And then I just knocked out and stuff. And that's when they were like, that was just a panic attack. That's anxiety. And since then, it's when I've, like, lived with it. But after, you know, talking to my therapist about it and stuff, it looks like I've had it since my grandma died. Because I never learned how to process death.
Uh-huh.
Or loss and stuff. And there have been a couple of losses in my life since my grandma passed away. And so that's what kind of, like, triggered it. Because I can go back to thinking, like, of living with my mom and all of a sudden feeling, like, claustrophobic. Like, out of nowhere. And just like, mom, I need to go out and breathe fresh air. And then going outside and trying to breathe. Like, just small moments like that.
Uh-huh.
But I guess they just, like, built up and then, bam, panic attack. Y aquí andamos.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you so much.
No,
pero
of course.
I didn't know that was like something that you get diagnosed with.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone, many, probably people listening are like thinking like, ay, es normal.
Mm-hmm.
como lo hacemos con muchas cosas como yeah. buenos latinos, right?
Yeah, like, oh, son los nervios. Ajá. I'm like, but, ¿nervios de qué? That was fine. I was watching TV.
So how do you deal with it? Like, is it like, how, like, yeah, how do you deal with it?
It's an ongoing battle, I guess, because not every time I feel anxious, is it the same? Like, sometimes I just feel like my hands tingling and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I need to breathe. I smell some Vicks, y luego me duermo. And it's usually at night that it happens. And then other times, like, legit, I feel that I can't breathe. So I need my husband to walk with me to my to our backyard and, like, just, like, I need to touch, like, something cold and, like, just center myself pretty much. That's why I like using Vicks, because I put it in my forehead and just, like, the coolness of it kind of centers me. And then there are, of course, some times where I feel like I'm legit dying. Like, I'm about to have a heart attack and my chest feels like a lot of pressure. And I just need to go to the emergency room to know that I'm okay and stuff, which happened, like, what, like, last weekend, actually.
Really?
And stuff, yeah. And then I asked the doctor there, I'm like, okay, so what am I supposed to look for, like, science-wise, to where it's, like, it's just the anxiety or it's, like, a heart attack? And she said, she was like, the truth is they're very similar symptoms, so it's better that you come just in case. And I'm like, nope.
Holy shit. You know?
That's scary.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, I don't think I've ever experienced anything like what you just described.
Yeah.
Except for when I was at El Place and we were gonna do the Orgullo Fest, and the fucking people that Kevin De Leon were such assholes, and literally like 3 days before the event and they had still not given us the permit. Come to find out, a couple months after the event, they had the permit, otorgado, fucking 2 weeks before the event. And that gave, like, I literally couldn't breathe. Like, I could, like what you just described. I couldn't breathe because I was like, wait, tenemos ya todo esto, escenario, gente, vendors, todo mundo. And we still don't have that permit, right? Mm-hmm. And that's never happened to me because yo soy muy organizado en cuanto a eventos. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm on top of my shit. And that was the very first time that I felt like I didn't have control of something that I knew how to do.
Yeah.
And so I felt what you were just saying, and that was the first time. So that possibly could have been an anxiety attack.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and so I'm very against right now taking like any medication for it, because when I first got diagnosed, they prescribed medication and it would knock me out. I would sleep amazing, but then waking up, I just felt like a zombie, like all day, just like very like droggy, very like, so like, I don't know, like sonambula,
like
just I have very slow, and I was like, what the heck, I don't want to live like this and stuff. So I just stopped taking the medication, and then my mom, she's very into like, a ver que encuentro yo, you know, the medicina natural. So I started taking vitamins, teas, and that's been helping more as of recently and stuff. But you know, hay veces que ni el té te ayuda, so you, and you just get those panic attacks and stuff, and I just have to deal with it as they come, I guess.
Is there something that, like, I'm wondering if there's something that you can do, right? Because it's, I feel like the more you focused on this panic attack that is coming, the more, like, it elevates it, right?
Sí, eso sí.
So I'm wondering if there's something that you could do where it's, like, it takes your mind off of it.
It's like, for example, a cold shower. Porque te acuerdas cuando I had, I went to the hospital, I don't remember, but where I was like, oh, my chest is hurting, and my parents were like, is she having a heart attack or what? And I went, and they said that it was a panic attack. But I was like, why? Like, why would I have a panic attack out of a random ass day? And I think that was the same weekend that my mom was like, hay que ir al banco or whatever. She was like, let's just get her out of the house. And I crashed my dad's car. I don't know if you remember. I, like, scratched the rim. And I was like, I fucking told you that I did not want to go anywhere. I was like, when I generally feel like this, it's because I just generally feel like this, and I know myself, and I don't want to be anywhere. And she was like, let's just go out, let's get some fresh air. And I'm like, I don't want to. But I went, and I took her, and I scratched my dad's car, and I was like, you see, like, I fucking told you. But usually I think for me, it's like, I'll take a cold shower, or I'll literally just, I need to, like, be alone. Like, I cannot be with anyone. I cannot.
Yes.
Like, I just can't. I just need to be alone.
Yeah, and that's really hard, like, especially because I'm married. So a lot of the times, like, my husband does nothing, right? And just him being there, it's like, don't even look at me. Like, no me hables. Because I'm anxious right now, and like, and he's like, but you need something.
Que te calles!
Exactly. I'm like, just shut the hell up and walk away. And then I feel so bad. And then later I'm like, oh, babe, I'm sorry. It's my anxiety. You know? A veces que sí, it's like, you know what? I want to talk. I'm like, ay, sabes que estoy ansiosa, no me hables. But I'm just kidding. No.
That's what my tough is.
I'm anxious.
No, but yeah, it's like, yeah. I feel like you feel that you just need to be by yourself. Yeah. And it's sometimes, I think I've been in a situation where it feels almost scary because mm-hmm. you're like, fuck, why do I want to be like by myself? Mm-hmm. Like, you're just kind of like, and then you get into your head and then you're just like, oh fuck, like I need to do something because I'm getting mm-hmm. in a funk and it's getting worse. And
exactly.
But, so yeah. What should somebody do mm-hmm. if they like, if they're listening to us right now and they're mm-hmm. like, holy shit, I think I had anxiety attacks. Mm-hmm. Like, what should they do?
Honestly, therapy.
Okay.
Because if I had gone through what I went through and didn't seek therapy, I'd still be like, okay, I have anxiety. Now what? Right? Mm-hmm. Am I just going to live with it? Like, I want to know what is causing it. Because that day that it happened, I was literally in the best moment of my life. We were about to buy a house. My job was going really well. I was good with my husband. Like, there was no reason for me to be like, oh, shoot, I'm anxious. Let me have an anxiety attack. You know? It's just like, it was out of the blue. Didn't expect it. So yeah, definitely, even for people that don't think that they have anxiety, like, I think everybody should do therapy.
Mm-hmm. No, claro. Eso right. Que ni que. Sí, I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm.
But there's also right now like a shortage because everybody, you know, I have Kaiser. Uh-huh. So they were like, I guess, not rioting.
¿Cómo se dice? They were on strike.
Yeah, on strike. Thank mm-hmm. you. So it was hard to get like a therapist. Mm-hmm. And then the first therapist that I got, he was like, oh, you're fine. It's just stuff that women go through. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
Me? No lie. He like made me wait in his office and I was just there. Y llega muy campante con su hamburguesa de McDonald's. It's like literally tragando in front of me while I'm like freaking out because I have anxiety. And he's like, oh, you're fine. You just like, you just need this pill. And I was like so dismissive. And I'm like, you know.
No, you know? Way.
Yes. And then the one that I found that was really good was like $150 an hour. And I was like, I wait. And then I finally found like this lady, but it's only like video calls. She's uh-huh. in San Diego. But also it's just like, yeah, it's cool to talk to her. But I feel she asks me like the same things all the time. Like, so how was your day? How was this? I want to find somebody that it's like gets to the root of the problem. Asks me like, ¿cómo fue tu infancia? ¿Qué te traumó? Like, what did you go through?
You okay, but do you feel like you need to do the therapy in okay, a ver, primero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the people that I've spoken to that have taken therapy, mm-hmm. they say that half the battle or the second half of the battle is finding the right therapist.
Oh, yes.
Because that's also like slim to none, right? Mm-hmm. And my therapist mm-hmm. that I found or that was given to me, I like to say that it was given to me, was through a really good friend in Mexico. And he was like, oye, have you ever taken therapy? And I was like, ay, wait, no, mames. No. And then for 1 year for my birthday, instead of giving me a gift, mm-hmm. like a physical gift, he was like, here. Me mandó un correo electrónico y me dijo, esta es una cita para terapia. Si la quieres tomar, tómala. It doesn't have a due date. She knows that I paid for your first session. You just have to schedule it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whatever, no. And I think it took me like 3 months. And then finally I did schedule it. Dije, vamos a estas mamadas, ¿no? At least to get it out of the way and tell them, like, I used it.
Yeah.
Güey, esa pinche primer sesión de terapia, lloré como nunca había llorado en mi vida. A moco tendido, la baba, like, así de sentimiento, like, me privé. Mm-hmm. And it was just so crazy. Mm-hmm. And me acuerdo que acababa de terminar with my current partner. We separated. Mm-hmm. Y yo le dije, ¿quiere encontrar a alguien así, ya sa, y ta, ta, ta? And I remember her first words were, Luis, ¿cómo quieres atraer a tu príncipe azul? Dice, ¿cómo quieres atraer una abeja mm-hmm. si no eres miel? Eres una mierda y por eso atraes moscas. Si quieres atraer the right person, you need to change yourself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit. Like, that hurt. But I was like, no, you're right. Mm-hmm. Hicimos un ejercicio donde me dijo, tell me las 10 cosas por las cuales te enamoraste de tu pareja. Mm-hmm. Primero me dijo, dime las 10 cosas por las cuales dejaste a tu pareja. Y yo en my head, nada más 10, güey. I have a whole list, right? And then she told me, dime las 10 cosas por las cuales te enamoraste. And then we went over them, right? And so I was like, es adicto al alcohol, es adicto a esto, es adicto a tal, y es muy esto, y es muy lo otro. And then we went over it, y me dijo, ¿y tú a qué eres adicto? I was like, what? A nada. No, sí, eres adicto a algo. Because it was so easy for you to pinpoint that out, because you know the symptoms of an addictive, like de un adicto. So what are you addicted to? And I was like, holy shit. And then we went over the other ones, y lo primero que le puse es de que él es muy noble. Tiene muy buenos sentimientos that I could never have. Y me dijo, igual, tú también eres muy noble. And I was like, what? No, I'm not fucking noble. Yo soy hijo de la chingada. Like, people tell me que no tengo corazón. And so, her to me and her approach was great. Mm-hmm. Because sin pelos en la lengua, to the point, and we went through, like, my childhood, and that's where that I pinpointed the exact moment of where and when I became a controlador. Because of her. So it was in Spanish, videollamadas, porque está en la Ciudad de México.
Yeah.
But I think cada sesión costaba como $50, mm-hmm. and it's like an hour long session. Entonces, cuando voy a México, tomo las sesiones y las tomo con ella,
mm-hmm.
you know, en persona y así, pero otherwise, así, mira, así como estamos ahorita, nada más con el teléfono, and dude, they are the best. Y le he recomendado un chingo de gente,
mm-hmm.
y a algunas personas les funciona y a otras no.
Sí.
Because they don't like her approach of being so fucking direct. Like, she'll tell you. Like, she's not going to be like, oh, woo, woo, woo. No.
Sí, but that's what I expected from therapy. Like, I want you to, like, dig in my brain and find, like, challenge me and stuff. Not just like, well, how are you feeling today? Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo estás? And I was like, I don't, like, ¿qué te importa? You know, just tell me, like, my problem. Like, I don't want to tell you about my day. I want to tell you about, like, issues that I've had. Help me solve them and stuff. So yeah, so with her, like, it's like sometimes I'll cancel and be like, oh, next time. Porque see, it's a drag sometimes talking to her. Because like,
you know how it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, me pregunta que cómo estoy. And like, I can talk to myself in the mirror and be like, mira, cómo estás, you know? And it's the same thing.
But would you prefer it in English or Spanish?
I don't care, honestly. Because I have a friend at work that her boyfriend also takes therapy for his anxiety. And he also uses somebody from Mexico. And stuff, and she's like, and he says that he, compared to the ones here, they're just, it's amazing. And I'm like, then what the hell? So she said she was gonna give me the number, so I'm still waiting. But yeah, I'm open.
I mean,
to
I'll give you, I'll give you my information de la mía. She's amazing.
Yes.
Se llama Luz.
Mm-hmm.
Es increíble, pero sí, es the warning here is muy pinche directa.
No,
like,
yeah, and that, I mean, that's, I feel that's what you need, like from therapy. You know, and I guess yeah, everybody's different
sí, claro.
When it comes to the approach and stuff. But I mean, I've been seeing this lady for like, yeah, casi dos años. And like, it's the same thing. It's like, I thought like at some point she was going to be like, okay, so now let's talk about tu infancia, you know? And I think we touched about on it like one time.
No, con esta, su approach is we're always talking about the infancia.
Mm-hmm.
Because her point is we have to cure the
mm-hmm.
little Brianna
mm-hmm.
first. Yeah. We have to see cuáles eran sus momentos tristes, por qué, cómo se sentía, because for her, how we are as adults is from our upbringings.
Yes.
And so again, it's not for everybody, right? Because mm-hmm. Judith took a session and she never went back because you didn't like her.
She was very blunt. Oh. And I don't think it was that I liked her. I think it just...
the approach.
But also I was very young and I was going through a lot where I was young and I was just like, I don't need this.
Mm.
I'm fine. Yeah. But...
Would you consider taking?
Oh, therapy? Yeah. I think therapy is important, honestly. I think it's definitely... Well, when I was with my partner, we did not a marriage counseling, but kind of like a couples counseling.
Therapy.
Because it was so bad. And I was like, oh my God, this is actually pretty cool. But again, I understand that the healthcare system here is so, so, so shitty.
Yes.
So the counselors here are just going to see you as like a number and not really give you what you need.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, oh yeah. Like I started to see the pattern of like the same thing, the same questions.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
and,
well,
and it's
sucks.
True. I think they like, sorry if you're like a therapist out there and you're listening to this, but like the experiences I've had with therapists here in the US, like they suck. Because me and my husband got married like at 20 years old and stuff. And of course, that first year was hell because you're getting to live with somebody that, you know, at first you saw like, oh my God, you're perfect. And now you're like, oh my God, you're not perfect. My God, what the hell? And so
pick up your fucking couch.
Seriously, like the basket is right there, literally. And we went to couples therapy, like marriage counseling, and we took maybe 4 sessions. Y la señora was like, honestly, I just recommend you guys should get a divorce. And we're like,
no way.
What the fuck? And we're like, okay.
All right.
And then we never went back. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, she legit, like, told us, like, yeah, you guys are, like, going back and forth. You guys can't find, like, a resolution. I'm like, it's been, like, 3-4 sessions, lady. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she got divorced. And he was like, okay, yeah, we'll talk about it. And then we never went back. And she would be calling us, like, so what happened? I'm like, blocked. And so, wow. Yeah. So, like, literally, I haven't had, like, a decent experience.
Y es que también, ¿sabes qué pasa? Por ejemplo, necesitamos... Como latinos necesitamos alguien que nos entienda, mm-hmm. right? That has gone through this whole thing. Like I told my therapist, mira, yo te voy a mandar gente, pero tienes que también ser consciente de que los que estamos de este lado mm-hmm. tenemos traumas super más extras que los mexicanos o los latinos que se quedan en su país. Porque aparte nosotros tenemos el trauma de cruzar la frontera, uh-huh. de venir a un país que no conocemos, de repente pasar traumas de que se burlan de ti, uh-huh. no sabes pronunciar, no sabes decir, no sabes qué significa esto o lo otro. O sea que agrégale las traumas que ya traes a unas nuevas traumas, right? Uh-huh. Pero a mí sí, definitivamente me encantó. I think that the therapists en México, en Latinoamérica, son completamente diferentes a los de acá. Uh-huh. Pero sí tienes que tener cuidado because ese terapeuta con el que hablas tiene que también intentar entender los traumas uh-huh. que se vienen o que se te echan encima uh-huh. en cuanto estás aquí. De yeah. que o creces aquí o creces con una familia que emigró de este lado. O sea, son traumas completamente diferentes.
Yeah.
So, anyways, te voy a pasar su información yeah, por si le quieres llamar.
Claro que sí.
Y pues bueno, a ver...
The
floor is yours, Rihanna.
What did you bring for us?
Okay, so I was very nervous, right?
Uh-huh.
But
are you nervous though?
I'm getting a little.
See, girl, almost,
no, but like when it came to the questions, right?
Uh-huh.
Are they juicy?
you know. Okay, so I'm gonna go. I just wrote them as they came to me during the week. And stuff.
This is your show.
My first question is because you guys talk a lot about like your family and like. No me gusta cierta persona, whatever. Like, do your parents listen to the podcast?
Híjole, pues this definitely had to be a 2-part episode because... Brianna was amazing in sharing everything she shared on the first half, and it was very personal, and I really do hope that this information helps you and maybe perhaps makes you think of somebody who is maybe going through this and perhaps helps you navigate through it. Segundo, therapy is super important. Believe me, you, it is life-changing, and if you have an opportunity of doing it, porfa, hazlo. Please look into my Instagram account. I will be posting about Luz really, really soon. I want to make sure that I have her permission to do it, obviamente. And maybe she can write or record a little message that I can put on my Instagram for anybody who's interested in taking therapy with her. Y pues la próxima semana van a escuchar a Brianna asking us a ton of questions. And some of these questions are, no, not some. All of these questions are so good. Así que be ready because it's gonna get juicy. Nos vemos la próxima semana. Bye.